day, Kim.
Same to you too, Sonny, and I understand World Cup football tops your sports report today.
Kim, let's kick off with World Cup football news. We're now 30 days until the World Cup's opening match in Sao Paulo between host Brazil and Croatia. Today, Tuesday, marked the deadline for teams to submit their 30-man provisional rosters to FIFA, World Football's governing body. The final roster of 23 players is due June 2nd. The USA's German coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, selected six German-Americans for his 30-man provisional list, including 18-year-old Julian Green, a Bayern Munich prospect with one appearance for the U.S. national team. Klinsmann also picked Landon Donovan of the Los Angeles Galaxy, the USA's all-time leading scorer who has played in three previous World Cups. DeMarcus Beasley, who plays for the Mexican club Puebla, was also selected for the provisional list. Like Donovan, Beasley has played on three previous World Cup teams for the United States. The Americans qualified for their seventh consecutive World Cup. They've been placed in a very difficult first-round group, along with Ghana and European powers Germany and Portugal. The U.S. team will begin workouts this week at Stanford University in Northern California. The Americans will play three friendly World Cup tune-up matches, including one against African champion Nigeria June 7th in Jacksonville, Florida, before departing for Brazil. The Americans begin their World Cup campaign June 16th when they play Ghana in Natal, Brazil. Meanwhile, Sabri Lamouchi, the French coach for Ivory Coast, has named a 28-man provisional World Cup roster.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
As expected, veteran striker Didier Drogba was included on the provisional list. This more than likely will be the last World Cup for the 36-year-old Drogba, who says the elephants of Ivory Coast have a realistic chance of getting past the first round in Brazil. Colombia, Greece, and Japan are also in Ivory Coast's first-round World Cup group. Coach Lamouchi also included striker Wilfried Bony and brothers Yaya and Kolo Touré, who are all based in England. And our African football guru David Legg will talk about Bony and Yaya Touré shortly on the show. The elephants of Ivory Coast are making their third consecutive World Cup appearance. They failed to get past the first round at Germany 2006 and South Africa 2010. They begin their World Cup campaign June 14th when they play Japan in Recife, Brazil. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Joining us now from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, we begin on a somber note. At least 15 people were killed Sunday at a club football match in Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Your reaction, David?
Yes, very sad, Sonny, but unfortunately also very predictable. Projectiles were thrown onto the pitch right at the end of a vital game between some of the biggest rivals in DR Congo football, Vita Club of Kinshasa and TP Mazembe of Lubumbashi. This is a great rivalry, Sonny. It goes back decades. Mazembe won the match 1-0. And Vita fans obviously disappointed. Some of them, showing their frustrations by hurling missiles onto the pitch. The police then reacted by firing tear gas at the crowd, and the crowd reacted by trying to escape it, and that meant escaping the stadium itself. I've been there. It's the Tata Raphael Stadium in Kinshasa. It holds about 30,000 on big match days, Sonny. That capacity gets stretched. It's also the stadium, Sonny, where several decades ago Muhammad Ali and George Foreman staged that famous rumble in the jungle. Anyway, the crowd wanted to escape, but unfortunately, there was only a limited number of exits, and a wall collapsed. And the sad results, Sonny, 15 dead and many more injured. Issa Hayatou, the president of the Confederation of African Football, has reacted. He said, "I would like to express my deepest sympathy over the untimely deaths. I wish to re-emphasize that any acts of violence have no place in football. And I think all of us on the sunny side of sport echo those views." Sepp Blatter also, Sonny, on Twitter, saying, "Waiting for more news from DR Congo after tragic reports. My thoughts are with those who saw loved ones go to a game, never to return." So apt, Sonny. It's happened, unfortunately, too many times in Africa, very similar situations. Police probably quite within their rights to fire that tear gas, but I think you've got to look at the situation. Is there a place for the spectators to escape to? In this case, there wasn't. And that's what led to that tragedy. The Congolese authorities have promised a full inquiry. Yeah, Sonny, a black day for African football, I'm afraid. And the only slight silver lining is that the number of deaths was less than that awful tragedy a couple of years ago in Egypt, when, of course, more than 70 people died in Port Said after a league match between the local club Al Masri and Al Ahly of Egypt. But my views, this sort of situation is happening far too often. Let's hope the Congolese authorities get to the bottom of this and they remedy the situation. And a big concern, Sonny, is in the coming CAF Champions League group stage, Mazembe and Vita have been drawn together in the same group. They will meet, first of all, in Lubumbashi and later in Kinshasa. And what the CAF officials are saying at this stage is no decision has been made, but obviously one of the considerations will be playing behind closed doors.
David, let's turn our attention to Europe now. How about a rundown of some recent African goal-scoring highlights?
Yes, Sonny. Well, after that black day in Kinshasa, a much happier story to tell all our Voice of America listeners is that Yaya Toure, for the second time in 3 years, has been part of the championship-winning team in England. Manchester City, they beat West Ham 2-0 at the weekend to finish 2 points ahead of Liverpool. So well done to the team called the Citizens, and also well done to Yaya Toure. He, Sonny, this year had a career-best 20 league goals, many of them from those trademark free kicks. Going back over previous editions of the Sunny Side of Sport, I seem to remember so often saying Yaya Toure scored from a free kick. He's absolutely deadly around the penalty area. And well done, too, to Manchester City. It was a really tight race this year, Sonny, an exciting one. So often in the past, it's been a procession led by Manchester United with the other clubs battling to finish second. But this time round, we had Manchester City, we had Chelsea. At one stage, we had Arsenal, but they faded away. And, of course, we had Liverpool. Manchester City this year battling under their new manager, David Moyes, and they only finished in seventh place. Another success story in England, another Ivorian, is Wilfred Bonny of Swansea City. He raised his goal tally to 23 for the season by scoring in a 3-1 victory at Sunderland. And yet another success story and a remarkable turnaround, Sonny, is Emmanuel Adebayor, the Togolese striker who plays for Tottenham Hotspur. Now, under previous manager Andre Villas-Boas, Adebayor did not get a look in. They just didn't see eye to eye. But when Villas-Boas was sacked, Tim Sherwood took over as manager. He immediately elevated Adebayor to the first team. He thanked him again at the weekend with a goal in a 3-0 home win over Aston Villa. And that was Adebayor's 14th goal of the season. So Andres Villas-Boas, who's now coaching in Russia, he must be pondering whether he did the right thing in ignoring Adebayor all the time. Another African scorer, Sonny, in the English Premier League was Stéphane Sessegnon. He's a Benin midfielder. He plays for West Bromwich Albion. But unfortunately, it was not able to prevent his side going down 2-1 at home to Stoke City. On a more disappointing note, Shola Abiobi, the Nigerian who plays for Newcastle United, he was yellow carded midway through the second half for disputing Liverpool's winner in a 2-1 victory. And then he continued to criticise the referee. Out came another yellow card and, of course, followed by a red one. Better news for Nigerian listeners from Spain, where Ikechukwu Uche, playing for Villarreal, scored his first league goal in nearly 4 months as Villarreal trashed Rayo Vallecano by 4-0. Unfortunately, no other goals in the major leagues from Africans, but in Russia, Seydou Doumbia, who we mentioned on the Sunnyside of Sport last week, he's at it again. He scored another goal for CSKA, the Moscow Army Club. It was his 18th of the season. He's the leading goal scorer in Russia. So all in all, Sonny, a very profitable weekend for Ivorian stars across Europe.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Let's give a Sunnyside of Sports shout-out for LeBron James. The Miami Heat superstar tied a playoff career high with 49 points Monday night to lead the two-time defending NBA champions to a 102-96 victory over the host Brooklyn Nets in New York City. Miami now leads the best-of-seven games second-round playoff series 3-1. In the night's other playoff game, the Portland Trail Blazers avoided elimination with a 103-92 victory over the visiting San Antonio Spurs. Star guard Damian Lillard scored a game-high 25 points for the Blazers. The Spurs now lead the series 3-1, and they can advance with a victory Wednesday night in Game 5. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Hayes.